Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood life coach, even though I haven't technically earned that title yet. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that feels like it's following us around these days. Stress and anxiety. You know those moments when your to-do list is longer than the Amazon rainforest, your inbox looks like a hurricane hit it, and your mind is buzzing louder than a beehive on caffeine. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing, friends. You don't have to let stress and anxiety run the show. We can learn to navigate these tricky waters with grace, resilience, and maybe even a little humor along the way. So, buckle up, because today's episode is packed with actionable tips to help you reclaim your calm and conquer those stress monsters. Let's start by understanding what we're dealing with. Stress and anxiety are like those uninvited guests who show up at your party uninvited. They can be disruptive, overwhelming, and leave you feeling exhausted. But the key is this. Just because they're there doesn't mean you have to let them take over. Number one, learn to identify your stress triggers. You know those things that send your cortisol levels skyrocketing? Maybe it's a certain type of email, a demanding boss, or even that pile of laundry that seems to multiply overnight. Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop coping mechanisms and strategies to manage them. Think of it like this. Are you allergic to peanuts? You wouldn't just keep snacking on them, would you? The same goes for stress. Number two, embrace the power of self-care. This isn't about indulging in a bubble bath every day, although that does sound nice. It's about prioritizing activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, or even just taking a few minutes to breathe deeply and appreciate the little things. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Number three, practice mindfulness. Ever felt like you're on autopilot, rushing through life without really being present? Mindfulness is all about bringing your attention to the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It can be as simple as focusing on your breath, savoring a cup of tea, or paying attention to the sensations of your feet on the ground. Number four, cultivate a positive mindset. I know it sounds cheesy, but seriously, how you think about things matters. Instead of dwelling on negativity, try to focus on the good in your life. Practice gratitude, celebrate your accomplishments, even the small ones. And surround yourself with people who uplift you. You are powerful beyond measure, believe that. And finally, number five. Don't be afraid to ask for help. We all need a little support sometimes, and there's no shame in reaching out to friends, family, or a therapist when you need it. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Let me tell you about a time when I felt totally overwhelmed. Picture this. I had a deadline looming, my kids were driving me bananas, and the laundry pile looked like Mount Everest after an avalanche. I was on the verge of becoming a stress-induced hot mess express. But then I remembered this little trick. I took 5 minutes to step outside, breathe deeply, and simply observe my surroundings. The birds chirping, the sun warming my face, the gentle breeze rustling the leaves, it all brought me back to the present moment. It wasn't a magic cure-all, but it gave me a much-needed mental reset and helped me tackle the rest of the day with more clarity and calmness. So there you had it. 5 key takeaways to help you navigate stress and anxiety like a pro. Remember, identify your triggers. What sets off your stress alarms? Once you know them, you can develop strategies to manage them. Embrace self-care. Prioritize activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. You deserve it. Practice mindfulness. Bring your attention to the present moment and notice your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Cultivate a positive mindset. Focus on the good in your life and surround yourself with positivity. And finally, don't be afraid to ask for help. We all need support sometimes, and reaching out is a sign of strength, not weakness. Now I want to hear from you. What are your go-to strategies for managing stress and anxiety? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn from each other and empower one another. And remember, you've got this. Until next time, stay calm, stay positive, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.